Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of All the Pretty Faces by Rita Heron, performed by Eric G. Dove. Chapter 1. The dead girl stared up at Special Agent Dane Hamrick, her eyes wide with terror, her lips forming a cry for help that had probably gotten lost in the wind boomeranging off the sharp mountain ridges. It was the tears that got to him. They had dried, but stained with the blood, they created a crimson river down her cheeks. Dane's gut tightened. She was so young, pretty, vulnerable. Dark hair, dark eyes. She'd been stabbed in the heart with a sharp instrument. The minute he'd heard that she bore a crisscross pattern across her chest, he'd raced to the scene. The stab wound was almost identical to the one that had killed his sister, Betsy. Grief for the young woman clogged his throat, yet hope shot through him. For 10 damn years, he'd followed every case with any similarity in M.O. to his sister's murder, hoping to finally track down Betsy's killer. 4 young women ages 18 to 21 had been left in an alley, like his sister, except the cause of death varied. Another victim just last year had been marked in a crisscross pattern, but the pattern had been made with a hot curling iron, not a scalpel or knife. His heart pounded. This case might be the one. Yet how many times had he been disappointed? Too many to count. Still, when Cal, who was on call for his wife because she was expecting a baby at any moment, told him about the case and described the M.O., Dane had driven like a maniac from Knoxville to the scene. Betsy's freckled face as a teenager had dogged him the whole way, urging him not to give up, to find the man who'd stolen her life. God, she'd been so excited about her future. She'd just enrolled in college. Then she'd taken that trip to visit the campus. Sheriff Kimball cleared his throat. Special Agent Cal Coulter said you'd worked with cases with a similar M.O.
Yes, he said.
He made sure to add an edge to his answer. No need to involve the sheriff in his personal interest in the case. The guilt he'd lived with since he lost Betsy made his jaw snap tight with anger. Big brothers were supposed to protect their baby sisters, not let them get murdered at 19. Did this girl have a brother looking for her? A mother or father or sister? A family who wanted closure? All the more reason to get to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?